Advocates for same-sex marriage often describe their work as a civil rights struggle. Commentator and social ethics professor Robert Franklin does not approve.
For most people, civil rights is a familiar way of talking about the liberties and entitlements that most Americans take for granted. But for African Americans, the phrase means a lot more. Civil rights are a declaration of victory over the social evil of racism. Civil rights are a shout from deep inside the soul that declares, "I am somebody." And for the black church, civil rights are the divine response to prayers patiently delivered. Given all that African Americans had to endure to acquire basic civil rights, it's no wonder that black church leaders claim an intimate understanding of and moral authority on the topic. And it's no wonder that many feel a bit sensitive about gay community leaders who seem to casually identify their movement with the historic civil rights struggle. Is the attorney who argued before the Massachusetts Supreme Court for gay marriage really her community's Thurgood Marshall? Can African Americans really see the newlyweds in Boston as compatriots of James Meredith, registering at the University of Mississippi in spite of violent protests? Most black clergy believe that in order to claim the title of civil rights, a movement has to meet certain criteria. First, the movement enjoys divine support, or in the words of the movement song, "God is on our side." Scientific research should support the validity of the demand for equal treatment. The case for equal protection should be rooted in common sense and strike us as a truth that we can all hold to be self-evident, in the words of Thomas Jefferson. And finally, the civil rights struggle should produce persuasive leaders like Dr. King and Rosa Parks, who can transform an unjust situation into a moral drama of good against evil. By these measures, many black churches declare that the movement for gay marriage may be close, but doesn't yet qualify for the title of civil rights movement. Many black church leaders have gone on the offensive against same-sex marriage, against the good advice of civil rights veterans like Congressman John Lewis, Coretta Scott King, and NAACP Chairman Julian Bond. Given the religious character of America and of the black community, this is understandable, but it is also troubling. Even if they don't believe that gay marriage is a civil rights struggle, black clergy should not misspend their precious moral capital by aligning themselves with those who aim to oppress gay and lesbian people. After all, Jesus went out of his way to empower those whom society despised and rejected. We know too much about that, and about how religious zeal can commit great evil in pursuit of the good.
Robert Franklin is a professor at the Candler School of Theology at Emory University.